Hillary Clinton, Those Who Fear Civil Rights and Human Rights Are Behind Trump. By Pam Key on November 23, 2021. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Tuesday on MSNBC's The Rachel Maddow Show that former President Donald Trump's supporters feared civil rights and human rights, the cultural changes. Clinton said, "I do think that we are facing a crisis of democracy. A crisis of legitimacy, a crisis that really goes to the heart of what the future of our country and many others around the world will be. So I spend my time trying to figure out what we can do about it. I am not ever going to give up because there's just too much at stake." She continued, "I think that the role of disinformation, the way that propaganda has been really weaponized, and the increasing ability to manipulate people through algorithms and other forms of artificial intelligence will only make this harder to combat. So I don't want to be pessimistic about it because I think this is a worthy and necessary battle." Clinton added, "We have to hold people accountable for their actions, particularly when those actions threaten our way of life, our rule of law, our future as a democracy. So I am determined to continue to speak out, to do whatever I can. In fact, in the book I wrote, State of Terror, as you know, there is a plot against the country by people who truly want to turn the clock back. They believe that the progress we've made on all kinds of civil rights and human rights, the cultural changes that have taken place, are so deeply threatening that they want to stage a coup. Now, think about it, because that's truly what is behind Trump and his enablers and those who invaded and attacked our capital. They don't like the world we're living in, and they have that in common with, you know, autocratic leaders from Russia to Turkey to Hungary to Brazil and so many other places, who are driven by personal power and greed and corruption, but who utilize fears about change to try to get people to hate one another and feel insecure and, therefore, be easily manipulated by demagogues and by disinformation." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.